I think mirrors a lot of issues that women, single women, face in our society today. Whether it's patriarchy, sexism, constant judgment, lack of privacy. She's not even referred to as single, she's referred to and labeled as unmarried. Filmmakers have to be able to narrate their story the way they need to. It's a story at the end of the day.
Hi Shamita, welcome to Koi
Thank you. Hi.
Moi. How are you? Hope things are good at your end.
I'm very, very good. Thank you so much. I hope all's well with you.
All is good. Firstly, congratulations on your film Tenet. Please tell us about your film in detail. Like, how did you land this role, and was it an instant yes, or you were doubtful about doing such kind of a character?
Well, I absolutely love the narrative of the film, and it's a subject that I felt, a story that I felt needed to be told, because it definitely, I think, mirrors a lot of issues that women, single women, face in our society today. Whether it's patriarchy, sexism, constant judgment, lack of privacy. It's something that I think needs to be, people need to become a little more, I won't say people don't know that this exists. It's just something that is not spoken about, you know? And this constant pressure of for marriage for a woman, you know, after a certain age, a single woman is not even referred to as single. She's referred to and labeled as unmarried.
Yeah.
In our society. So just the general perception of people needs to change a little. So the film is, it's the journey of a woman, Meera, who has a difficult past that she's running away from, and she's obviously lost and she's trying to find herself. She leaves her world literally and comes to a very, very different world. That ends up being a family of, you know, a colony of very orthodox families and very conservative mindset. For
Okay.
them, she's almost like a culture shock. But how this girl ends up making a change in each and every one of their lives, is what the film is about. And it's a story that's very relatable.
Okay, so how did you land the role? Like, was it an instant yes, did you, or you took time to say yes to it?
When I heard the subject, it was an instant yes from me. It's a very well-etched character, and it's a character I think that's very, very close to me. Meera is actually very me.
Okay.
So there was no reason to say no. I mean, if you watch the film, you'll see it's a very simple story, but it is so real. Every woman out there, I'm sure, would have faced something that Meera is facing in this film, you know? And
Right.
I'm sure all of us must have come across some character or the other from this film.
Tenet talks about a society and the society in general tackling an issue. So, how, like, it's about a teenager falling for an older woman, right? So, how do you manage and relate to this in real life as well?
So, well, the story is not about that. It's a beautiful friendship that develops between Meera and Bharat. But yes, I mean, this is something that is very common. I had a lot of my guy friends actually say to me when they saw the film, they were like, "Are you know, we've been through this. Yeah, I had a crush on, you know, an older woman who walked into our society and all of that." Staring at her and, you know, wanting to know her and all of that. I think that's a normal part of growing up, which is what is shown in this film. But what's really nice about his character is that he chooses to be. See, I think youngsters are obviously they kind of learn to think a certain way because of what they see when they're growing up or what is instilled in them, you know, the thought process that is instilled in them. If our society, the way they perceive or think about women, has to change, then it has to start with the youth. Obviously, the older generation is not going to change. So
True.
even in this film, Bharat chooses to be a better man. He could have gone the other way, and he could have looked at this woman the way the entire society is perceiving her, and making judgments about her. But he chooses not to, which is so beautiful. So I mean that is definitely that's an important part of the narrative as well.
So, do you think people frowning upon friendships or relationship having major age gap is right in any way? What's your take on that?
It's like I said, I mean, it for starters, the film is not just focused on that. You know what I mean? That it's far from what you're thinking it is. But I'm sure maybe there are a lot of, see, this I grew up in a middle class family, and maybe sometimes thinking some people will wonder as to why. You know, your child is friends with someone who is unmarried and has a reputation. That's exactly what we're trying to highlight in this film, because over here, nobody knows Meera's story. Nobody knows why she is the way she is, or who she is, or what she's been through in her life. But
True.
just based on the way she dresses up, or I can't even say the way she behaves, because she doesn't even have as much interaction with people in the society. It's just people wanting to judge her and making this opinion about her and labeling her as a bad influence because she's unmarried, which is what happens, I think, in a lot of places in middle class society, you know.
So tell us an interesting anecdote from your while you were shooting the scene, something that is close to you while you were shooting some scene or some, BTS moments.
Well, we shot this film. It was a start to finish, actually. We shot it in the, I think, the hottest time of the year. And Sushrut, the director, shot this film in the society he grew up in. So it was the same colony.
Oh.
And a lot of the characters are characters that he was influenced by when he was growing up, you know? So that's how real he has kept the characters. But it was a, I think it was a beautiful, I had a lovely time working on this film because Sushrut has handled this sensitive subject very, very well, you know, and managed, I think, all characters in this film are so good. They're so good in their respective characters. And once you watch the film, you'll understand what I'm saying.
Is there any moment that is close to your heart? One scene or particular or some dialogue that you relate to or anything?
Maybe at the end, when she finally comes into her own and understands herself, and she makes a decision for herself, and she has a conversation with Bharat. I don't want to tell you've not seen the film, but I'm saying in my film, there's nothing that needs to be boycotted. It's a subject that is very relevant in the times we're living in, and I think people will relate to it very well. There's nothing offensive in my film.
Boycott gang, they don't need any reason to boycott a film, right? They have been against Bollywood, they have been against films, be it any kind of film. So what are your take on that? Like, there is no reason to boycott.
I feel filmmakers have to be able to narrate their story the way they need to. It's a story at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that freedom I feel needs to be there. Sometimes I feel with the freedom of speech and expression in our country, people take it a bit too far.
Right.
But I mean, that's all I can say, you know, on the subject.
So as we see in the trailer, like there is a lot of scrutiny in your personal life. You can't go out. Everybody has their eyes on you. Like when it comes to real life, also celebrities are always scrutinized for their personal lives. Like in the latest example, there are rumors of you and your good friend being dating, then being trolled or being every like. What do you want to say? How is your take on your personal life or any celebrity's personal life being scrutinized for that matter?
When they invade my privacy, well, I just ignore it. I ignore it. I know what I'm doing. I know who I am, and my loved ones know who I am, what the truth is. So I don't owe an explanation to anyone.
Okay, so lastly, tell your fans about your film. And the reason why every should like come and watch it there in the theater, like one strong reason.
Okay, so guys, after a very long time, you're finally going to see me on the silver screen, and I want you guys to give this film all your love. Please go to the theater and watch my film. It's releasing on the 10th of February, and I'm very, very sure once you go into the theater to watch this film, you are not going to come out disappointed. So please give this film a chance and give it lots of your love.
Shamita, what is next on your plate in terms of
As of
work?
now, nothing. I want to see what people's reaction is going to be to this film, and then let's see.
Okay. Thank you so much for talking to
Thank
me.
you.
Thank
Thank
you,
you so
Shamita.
much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.